and our posterity do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and our special guest this morning is Pastor Billy Crone, and we're going to continue our discussion of creation. I mean, the thing is that God has given us all the evidence we need to know that He's real. I mean, basically, there is no way that the magnificence of nature, the magnificence of the plant world, or the world of animals and human beings could have come about simply by chance. So Pastor Billy Crone put together a wonderful 10-DVD set, which we do carry, part one, part two, that just goes into the background of all the details, the things you need to think about when people want to tell you that the world's billions of years old and that suddenly this evolved and that evolved. And you will never hear, you know, in the media, in schools, in universities, of the possibility, not even the vague mention of the possibility, that there is a designer behind the magnificent design of human life. Pastor Crone, pick up the story.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monteith, for having me, and you're absolutely right. That's exactly what the Bible said would happen. This is a deliberate act by people to suppress the knowledge of God. In fact, the Bible actually told us this would happen. God warned nearly 2,000 years ago, folks, that one day people on the planet would actually deliberately, on purpose, suppress the obvious truth about God's existence. In the book of Romans, it says, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Well, why are they doing that? Well, because since what may be known about God is plain to them. Well, how do you do that? Well, it says God's made it plain to them from since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have clearly been seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. And the reason why the Bible says that men are without excuse is because it's clear, folks. Everybody's, you know, they spend how many millions of dollars on this SETI program? They're looking out into the stars, if only they could find signs of intelligent life, or, you know, somebody who helped put all this together, and et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Well, folks, you don't have to spend a dime. All you got to do is look out the window, or look at a tree, a flea, a bee, a you and me, and what you will see with common sense and logic is, man, everything shows design. And that implies, logically, there must have been a designer. Just like with a watch. Watches don't just appear out of nowhere just accidentally. Watches are designed, and they are far less complex than what we see in the world. And the Bible clearly said that this was going to happen. These people are going to deliberately suppress the truth about existence, and that's exactly what evolution has done. And you need to understand, folks, there's an agenda. The Bible also says in the book of 2 Peter 3 the reason why they would do this. It isn't just that they, we're just going to pull the blanket over your eyes and you won't know the good news that there is a God and we really can have an intimate, beautiful relationship with Him through Jesus Christ. This specifically tells the motive. It says the reason why the scoffers come in the last days, which we're in, folks, is because they want to follow their own evil desires. In fact, it tells you they go so far as it says this. Here's the exact quote, but they deliberately forget. Now stop and think about what that phrase means, folks. What does deliberately forgetting? I mean, we can forget all kinds of stuff. In fact, this morning I forgot to take out the trash. I kid you not, forgot that I had a radio interview this morning. Praise God I got here. But that's just forgetting. These people deliberately forget. Now, can I translate that for you with all due respect, folks? That means dumb on purpose, okay? These people are dumb on purpose. They are deliberately turning from the obvious facts and the truths that there is a God. And the reason why they don't want you and I to find out is because they don't want there to be God, because they want to follow their own evil desires. And part of their evil desires, folks, is they're using this live evolution to build a premise and a supposed justification for you and I to go along, that they get to be our gods. They get to determine who gets to live, where we get to live, what we get to eat, how many kids. They are building this last day society, a one world government, a one world religion, a one world economy that we are fast approaching, which again the Bible predicted many years ago to warn us, and God gave us those warnings out of love. They're doing this. They need the live evolution to pull it off. And the irony is they have got a complete cap on the information that people receive today. They have complete control of the media. They have complete control of the educational system. And so what we're doing, Dr. Monteith, is trying to do our best in trying to get the information out with people. And you need to understand, a series isn't just quoting a bunch of Bible verses, which, by the way, isn't bad. We just deal with science, folks. We meet people where they're at, because the lie of evolution is that somehow evolution is science. It is not science at all. In fact, people have actually said that evolution is counterproductive to science, okay? And if we get to that far, then maybe I can get to that quote today. Because when you look at science, when you look at the evidence, you see that this thing is a big lie. Okay, and so that's what we've been doing. We journey literally, we try to be pretty replete as we could, all the way from the telescope to the far ends of the universe, all the way down to the microscope, down to bacterial level. And that's kind of where we're at today, Dr. Monteith, is we're finally down towards the tail end, getting smaller and smaller as we go. We're down to the plants and bacteria. And the Bible clearly says, do you want to know God's existence? Well, hey, just look at creation. Just take a look at plants. We eat them. We take pictures of them. We admire them. We smell them. We chop them. We mow our yard. We do all kinds of things. And we have little understanding, folks. If you just stop for a minute and take a look at some characteristics of plants, even plants, folks, plants show amazing intelligent design. The reason why is because they were designed by God. That's what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let the dry ground appear. And it was so. And God called the dry ground land, and he gathered waters together that he called seas, and God saw that it was good. And then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it according to the various kinds. And it was so. So clearly the Bible says that God not only created the ground, but he created the plants that grow in the ground, okay? But that's the problem. What does the live evolution teach? They say, do they say, oh, yeah, yeah, look at all those plants. Look at all those trees that came from the hand of God. No, folks, they say, look at all those plants and trees that evolved from a single-celled blob. It's crazy. So that's fine. Hey, this is America. At least currently you have the freedom to believe what you'd like. Let's take a look at the facts. You tell me, folks, if these plants, let me give you a couple of them, just these plants ever accidentally evolved on the scene. I don't think so. Everything comes pre-programmed, perfectly designed. Let me just give you a couple examples. One plant, folks, is called the thorny acacia. Okay, it's a tree in Central Africa. Now get this, folks. The tree can actually tell when animals are feeding on it way too much.
Hey,
and we'll be back in a break. We'll deal with that.
Pastor Billy, we'll be back in just a moment to tell you about God's magnificent plan. There is a conspiracy against God as it being taught in our schools today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Go right ahead, Pastor.
Well, you know, as we left off with the acacia tree and looking at amazing design, folks, you tell me if this tree ever accidentally sprouted on the scene. I don't think so. There's intelligence, folks, everywhere, whether it be from the universe down to a plant. This tree is in Central Africa, folks, and believe it or not, this tree can actually tell when animals are feeding on it way too much, okay? And what happens is, as soon as just 15 minutes after the tree detects leaf damage, you know, something starting to chew on it, the tree actually starts to produce a chemical, and it's called tannin K. Well, why does it do that? Well, it just so happens, folks, that this chemical makes the leaves start tasting really, really yucky and bad, and so that anything that was feeding on it all of a sudden instantly gets a mouthful of yuck, okay? But that's not all. After the tree produces this tannin K, this yucky-tasting stuff in its leaves to get the critters off of it, it then proceeds to produce another chemical that produces a obvious, really stinky odor, okay? And, well, why does it do that? Well, this odor, folks, acts as an alarm to the other acacia trees nearby, warning them that they better start producing this chemical tannin K in their leaves as well, because there's an enemy in the area. Folks, that's just a plant. You going to tell me that by chance? I don't think so. Everything is incredibly designed. You talk about incredible design. Hey, explain this one. There's orchids. You know, we love those things. People raise those things, buy those things, you know. It's just incredible. There's an orchid out there called the Orphis orchid, okay? And listen to this, folks. Pay attention. This orchid has on it what appears to be a three-dimensional picture of a female wasp, okay? It's complete with eyes, antenna, and wings on the petals of this orchid. What? Okay, but that's not all. The plant not only has a 3D picture of a female wasp complete with eyes and antenna and wings on it, but the plant even gives off the actual odor of a female wasp in mating condition. Why? Because, folks, it's all part of a uniquely designed plan to trick the male wasp into mating with this phony female wasp, okay, which in turn the orchid benefits because it gets to be pollinated, okay? What? How could that evolve, folks? Is that plant, you know, sticking around for millions of years trying to figure out how to get its petals to evolve perfectly into a three-dimensional picture of a female wasp? Excuse me? That's impossible. It has to be there fully functioning from the beginning, or it cannot replicate itself. How about this plant? There's a plant actually out there. It's called the diatom. And people actually, some people, actually consider this little tiny plant called the diatom to be supposedly one of the most simplest plants in the whole world. I don't think so. And people are waking up to the fact once you start taking a look at how God created this thing. First of all, the diatom, even though it's a plant, folks, it's a tiny little thing. It's actually made up of mostly a fragile glass, okay, like material. Yet, the thing is virtually indestructible. It's fireproof. Yet, it's used to make dynamite. It has explosive properties to it, again, making dynamite, but it's actually used in mines to reduce explosion. It tastes like fish oil, but they use it in toothpaste. It has no apparent means of locomotion, yet it travels around by straining its own cytoplasm through one window out the other, kind of gets it moved along. Then, when they turned a microscope on it, that's when it got totally wild. It looks like an exquisitely, I mean exquisitely, carved little pillbox, okay? And yet, this quote-unquote pillbox duplicates itself by growing a new lid on the box, and then the lid grows a new box, and then on and on it goes, continuing to replicate itself. There's over 5,000 different types of these plants called diatoms, and yet no two are exactly alike. They are absolutely incredibly complex, and yet they're amazingly small. With about 14 million of these things, they can fit in one thimble of water. Absolutely amazing. So much so for a so-called simple plant. Folks, there is nothing simple in all of creation. Every bit of it, if you take the time to look at it, shows that there is not just design, but absolutely phenomenal, incredible design. And that's why a lot of scientists, folks, are coming out and admitting this truth. Arthur Shallow, he's a professor of physics at Stanford University, folks, and he's a winner of a Nobel Prize in physics. Here's what he had to say. He said, "It seems to me that when confronted with the marvels of life and the universe, one must ask why, not just how." He said, quote, "The only possible answers are religious. I find the need for God in the universe and in my own life." Now, what's that guy saying? He's saying, listen, folks, the evidence that we see in life causes you to see that there is design, and anybody using logic knows that design implies a designer. Folks, this is a professor of physics at Stanford. Okay, what is he, some biased guy, and he's got some conspiracy? No, it's the other way around. There's a conspiracy trying to cover this up, just like the Bible warned about 2,000 years ago. But let's continue on. You talk about amazing design. Let's go down to the bacteria level, okay? And you tell me, folks, if bacteria and even cells, supposed cells, you know, where it all supposedly started from a lightning bolt in a primordial soup, bang, and it all just somehow popped into existence, you tell me if this could ever happen by chance, and if there is anything called a so-called simple cell. I don't think so. Let's take a look. Hey, folks, did you know that each tiny cell, okay, and then that they try to purvey in the textbooks is, you know, some sort of simple little structure and then gets more complex? I don't think so. It's complex from the beginning. Each tiny cell, folks, is a literal factory containing an elaborate network of interlocking assembly lines, okay? Each of them are composed of large protein machines bristling with high-tech machinery. In fact, folks, on the outside of each cell, listen, are sensors, gates, pumps, identification markers, while the inside is jam-packed with literal power plants, automated workshops, and recycling units. In fact, folks, each cell even has miniature monorails that whisk materials from one location to another. And that's why, folks, it has been said that even the most advanced automated modern factory with all its computers and all the robots and all of them coordinated on a precisely timed schedule, listen, is less complex than the inner workings of a single cell. Are you going to say that factories just evolved over millions and millions of years from wind and it raining on the rocks for millions of years and some primordial factory soup, a lightning bolt hit it, and pow, here's a factory, and it's all working? Folks, that's just a factory. A modernized factory, a computerized robotic factory, is less complex than a single cell. Folks, again, the so-called simplest of cells, they would say, the paramecium, is more complex than the space shuttle. That's one of the most complex machines man has ever designed. It's crazy, folks. Let me give you another one. They've even gone so far, and they have taken a look at some of these bacteria. And, folks, these are little actual machines. One of them is actually called the bacterial flagellum. Okay, and what that is that's not just that's the tail structure on an E. coli bacteria. Okay, it's not even just the whole E. coli bacteria. This is just the tail structure that it uses to cruise around in the microscopic world. Okay, but wait until you hear just the tail on this thing, what kind of tail it is. First of all, it consists of about 40 individual protein parts. Listen, including a stator, a rotor, a drive shaft, a U-joint, and a propeller that makes it a literal microscopic outboard motor. Well, wait a second, how's this motor run? Well, folks, believe it or not, it creates its own electrical power to run this motor by developing a voltage difference across the cell membrane. Well, okay, that's nice, but how good is this motor? try building one of these, folks, let alone by chance. The motor runs at an incredible 100,000 RPM. It can stop on a microscopic dime. It can make a quarter turn. It can shift directions and start spinning 100,000 RPM in the opposite direction. Now, first of all, you get an engine to do that. Second of all, anybody going from 100,000 RPM and immediately going in the other direction, you would fry any transmission you could ever come up with. Give me a break. This thing, folks, has water. It's not only water-cooled engine with two gears, forward and reverse. It actually travels about 1 micron per second. Now, let me explain how amazing that is. This would be equivalent to you and I being able to swim not just 60 miles an hour. Okay, that would be pretty cool. We're swimming not just at 60 miles an hour. We're swimming 60 miles an hour through peanut butter. That's what this critter can do. In fact, folks, several years ago, this amazingly complex bacteria was actually featured, believe it or not, for a period, on PBS. Okay, and on a documentary that was called Unlocking the Mystery of Life. The problem is, it didn't take long for people to start using their brains going, wait a second. That thing is an absolutely complex, that's just the tail. That is an absolutely complex thing. We can't even design machines like that today. How did that thing get designed with that kind of a machine? And so people started realizing, hey, something had to make that thing. That's not by chance. They actually pulled it from their website. Gee, I wonder why, folks. Hey, how about the DNA molecule? This is wild. Folks, did you know that if the amount of information contained in just a pinhead's worth of DNA, if it were to be written into paperback books, it would make a pile of books 500 times higher than from here to the moon. That's just in a pinhead's worth of DNA. Did you know the amount of human genomes that could fit on a pinhead is more than one-fifth of the world's entire population? Did you know, folks, if you stretched out the DNA material contained on a pinhead into wire, it would go around the equator 30 times? Or, folks, did you know that there are over 3 billion, not million, 3 billion nucleotides in the DNA of a single human cell? And every single one of those 3 billion is aligned specifically in a sequential order. Nothing by chance at all. Meaning that there are over 3 billion complicated chemical links in just one human cell. And that's why, folks, the DNA molecule, and they know this, is now known to be 45, not million, not billion, but 45 trillion times more efficient than the silicon megachip, which, by the way, folks, was made by a team of designers. And you're going to say that bacteria ever evolved slowly over time? Folks, I don't think so. There is not... One of the biggest lies is that there's ever been such a thing as a supposed simple cell that we supposedly all evolved from. Even down to the microscopic level, folks, everything shows incredible intelligent design everywhere that you go. And that's why, again, folks, scientists are coming out of the closet, and they're telling the truth, okay, that these people are deliberately suppressing. Robert Jastrow, he's a NASA scientist. He said this. He said, for the scientist who has lived by his faith, in the power of reason, he said, the story ends like a bad dream. He said he scaled the mountains of ignorance. He's about to conquer the highest peak, and he pulls himself over the final rock, and he's greeted by a band of theologians who've been sitting there for centuries. In other words, hey, folks, it's really just the opposite. It's not science outproving the Bible. It's really science catching up to what the Bible's been saying all along. Okay? But that's not all. One of the premises that people have to say that, oh, you're just trying to get religion in the school, or, oh, you're just a Christian, you know, fundamentalist wacko, and you got an agenda. You know, everybody knows that if you're a Christian, the first thing you got to do is check in your brain at the door. Ha, ha, ha. Really? Well, once again, you need to read your Bible. The Bible says something totally different. The book of Isaiah, chapter 1, says, come now, God speaking. He said, let us reason together, says the Lord. Okay? And so, folks, according to the Bible, you don't check in your brain at the door. Are you kidding me? The existence of God and the validity of the Scripture can stand to logical reason. In fact, God invites us to use the brain that He gave us. Okay? He wants us to use our own logic. Okay? So let's do that, folks. Let's use our own logic. okay? And you tell me with your own logic, let us come and reason together. And let's see who's checking whose brain in at the door, okay, when it comes to this lie of evolution, okay? Let's take a look at the logic, folks. Please, come, let us reason together. The logic of a honeybee, okay? Evolutionists, of course, believe that all of life evolved purely by chance with no outside help, which obviously would include a tiny little, seemingly simple little honeybee. Well, let's observe this, folks, logically, by comparing the tiny little brain of a honeybee to NASA's huge Cray computer, which, by the way, was, again, built and designed by a team of engineers. Okay, well, let's take a look first at the size in this comparison. The Cray computer, obviously, is really super huge, takes up a whole lot of space, but the honeybee's brain, it's just tiny. I mean, totally tiny by comparison. Let's take a look at the speed.
Hold up, Thought Pastor. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Speed.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
With the pressures and excitement of the holidays, the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increases. Practice moderation and common sense in celebrating the season at home or at parties, and especially behind the wheel on our roads or highways. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening, and treatment and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver. Visit them online at www.rhctherapy.com or call them at 303-373-1188.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, I'm standing back here at the American Network. Our guest this morning is Pastor Billy Crone. And Pastor Crone, why don't you go ahead and give out your website and so people would know how to get in touch with you if they'd like to.
Sure, thank you. You can check us out at our brand new website at, of course, www.getalifemedia.com. That's GetALifeMedia.com. GetALifeMedia.com, and that'll take you where you need to go.
Okay, very good. Well, you go right ahead and tell us more about the amazing developments as we see in plant life. And ladies and gentlemen, I would just point out to you that the reason that this is never brought out is there is, frankly, a conspiracy against God. They do not want you to believe in God. That's why they took God and mention of God out of our schools and prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. Why? Because if they can get you to disbelieve in God, then, of course, you'll believe in just about anything. And you believe in all the things they tell you about Mother Earth and nature. But, of course, there have always been this battle going right back to the Garden of Eden. And either God is supreme or man is supreme. And, of course, man can do whatever he wants to. And look at the mess that we have today, where we have moral anarchy, looming war, economic collapse, and the very real danger of the destruction of civilization. And it is all because man has been manipulated into turning against God. And yet, of course, as Pastor Cohen brings out so beautifully, it should be obvious, if you look at nature, there had to be a master designer. Pick up the story there, please.
Well, you know, Dr. Matita, again, that's the secondary point. One of the other points that we try to make in this study is you need to understand, folks, this isn't just a war of worldviews. It's, evolution loses, creation wins, the Bible's right. It's not that issue, folks. You need to understand they're using this lie against you. It is a deliberate attack, as you just stated, Dr. Monteith. Our founding father said that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their creator. Didn't say cosmic blob, didn't say by giant accident. But see, the problem is, folks, the makers of the New World Order need you and I to buy into the lie of evolution, that supposedly there is no creator, because they're going to become our new creator. They're going to govern us and tell us what to do. They know that the Judeo-Christian belief is their greatest enemy to the establishment of the New World Order, and that's why they are deliberately trying to suppress the truth. But back to the issue of the design of logic, you know, again, contrary to what the skeptics say, which, by the way, folks, I used to be one of them until God had mercy on me, and I stopped myself being the hypocrite and started to investigate the facts, not just parrot what the media and the educational system was telling me to think. And there's a world of difference. You know, our schools today, kids are taught not how to think. They're told what to think. That's called indoctrination. That's not education. So, folks, hey, come out of the education. Do what the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1. Hey, let's reason together. Let's learn how to think critically, okay? And let's compare. You tell me if evolution is true. Let's compare again the logic between the honeybee and NASA's huge Cray computer. Let's take a look at the honeybee's brain versus this incredibly designed computer, the top computer in the world. First of all, again, the size of the Cray computer is absolutely totally huge, takes up a lot of space, but the honeybee's brain, a little tiny little thing. Then there's the speed. The Cray computer, man, how'd you like to have this computer, folks? It can process 6 billion calculations per second. And granted, that's pretty fast. But folks, the brain of a honeybee, it can do, listen, not 6 billion. It can do about 1,000 billion per second, which means that its brain is 166 times faster than the Cray computer. Well, let's take a look at the energy consumption. The Cray uses many kilowatts, okay, but the honeybee uses only 10 microwatts. That's pretty efficient. In fact, talk about efficiency, honeybees not only make honey, but if you will, they actually fly on honey. That's their energy source, okay? And so get this, a honeybee can fly 1 million miles on 1 gallon of honey. Now, folks, let's see you invent a machine, which, by the way, would take intelligence. But let's see you invent a machine that gets 1 million miles per gallon. That's amazing. Well, folks, guess what? God did. He's pretty smart, isn't he? Okay? How about the cost? The Cray computer costs $48 million, approximately, but the honeybee's brain, that's pretty cheap, man. We splat them on our windshield all the time, right? Let's take a look at the maintenance, okay, the maintenance issue. Many people have to scramble here and there, go here and do all kinds of stuff when the Cray breaks down. But you know what, folks? Nobody fixes the honeybee's brain. It actually heals itself. Now, let's go back to that issue again, folks. Let's see you invent, which, again, by the way, would take intelligence. Let's see you invent a computer that fixes its own problems, replaces its own hard drive when it needs it. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Well, that's what God did with the honeybee's brain. Then we have the weight. Well, the honeybee's brain obviously doesn't weigh very much, and its brain obviously weighs even less. But the Cray's computer weighs 2,300 pounds. All right? So let's do what the Bible says. Come now, let us reason together. Let us not check our brains in at the door, as evolution would have you and I do. Let's take a look at a comparison of what we just discussed. The Cray computer is huge. It's slow. It's inefficient. It costs a lot of money. Takes up a whole bunch of space. And you got to babysit the dumb thing. And it was designed. And folks, there isn't anybody with a half a brain that would say the Cray computer came from an explosion in an electronics factory, right? I would hope not. And yet, here we have the honeybee's brain, which is faster, more efficient, energy efficient, it's cheap, and evolutionists want you and I to believe to say that thing evolved. I don't think so, folks. That doesn't seem like we're coming together to reason together. That sounds like we're chucking out reason. We're chucking in our brain at the door to buy into that. How about, here's another one. Let's reason together. Let's take a look at the logic of Mount Rushmore. Okay? Ask any evolutionist this logical, come let's reason together question. Okay? Ask them, folks, do you believe, a person who believes in evolution, that there is any way that these faces on Mount Rushmore, Washington, Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Lincoln, do you think there's any way that these faces on Mount Rushmore could have appeared on this rock by chance? I mean, do you think the wind did that? Do you think it was a product of erosion? How about the thermal expansion of the rock? And just over the years and just cracking and just... Okay, and so if you ask them what caused those faces to appear on Mount Rushmore, they would obviously say, right, somebody designed those faces on that rock. And, of course, they were. They were designed by an artist, a guy named Gutzon Borglum, I think, is his name. But then you got to ask him this logical question. Okay, then do you believe the men who are represented here happened by chance? Well, if they believe in evolution, they got to say yes. But then, wait a second. Let's come, let us reason together, folks. On the one hand, Mr. Evolutionist, you don't think that their face could appear on a rock by chance. But you think their whole complex anatomy with 50 trillion cells could? Excuse me? Who's checking in whose brain at the door here? Who's not reasoning together? Ask them, folks, how many years would it take for these figures to appear on the side of that mountain by chance? A million years? How about a billion years? Hey, let's give you 100 trillion years. Could these figures eventually form on the side of the mountain ever by chance? Well, obviously, evolutionists would say it's impossible, no matter how much time you give it. Then ask them this logical question. But isn't that how you say we got here, after billions of years of chance, even though we're incredibly more complex than the faces on Mount Rushmore? Hey, folks, the logical conclusion, if we're going to reason together and not chuck in our brains at the door, is that just as the faces on Mount Rushmore had to be designed, how much more then was the human body designed?
Hang on there, we'll be back in just a moment. I love that analogy, Pastor. This is the first time I've ever heard that. Be back shortly.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Hi, this is the Viking with the Radio Free THC Show. You hear me talk about medical marijuana on this station every week. If you or someone you know is looking for a dispensary or would like to get their medical marijuana license, I have no higher recommendation than the Healing House. Their doctors and their staff are second to none. If you would like to contact the Healing House, please do so through their website at healinghousedenver.com or by phone 720-389-6490.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crowe, in the last segment, so go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, you don't need science or the public, but the only reason why it's advanced is because a decline in scientific integrity. What's he saying? He said the only thing, the reason why this thing keeps going on is because somebody somewhere is being dumb on purpose. Now, where have I heard that before? That's exactly what the Bible warned about in the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, that these people would be deliberately forgetting things. They would be doing it on purpose because they don't want there to be a God. Now, folks, let us continue to reason together, and let us take a look at just the odds of this ever, ever happening. Now, this isn't the odds of a complete bacteria or anything of that nature. This is just the odds of a single protein of a single bacteria or cell, okay? Just the protein. Okay, first of all, you need to understand, folks, that just because you can calculate the odds of something doesn't mean it's ever going to happen. Just because you can assign a mathematical value to the odds of me throwing a baseball from the earth to the moon, I don't care what number you give it. You could actually mathematically calculate it. But does that mean it's ever going to happen? No. Just because you have the mathematical odds to something, it never doesn't mean it's going to occur. In fact, they've mathematically calculated that any event with a value of 1 in 10 to the 50th power, they know will never occur by chance. If it did, it would be, quote, a miracle. Okay, so let's take a look at the odds of a single protein, just a protein, ever coming into existence by chance. This was actually calculated by a world-famous astronomer, Sir Frederick Hoyle. And he decided to calculate the probability of a single protein coming into existence from some sort of primordial soup. He put it to the mathematical test. Okay, now prior to this test, Hoyle was a firm believer in spontaneous generation. Okay, but after this project, he changed his opinion 180 degrees. Hello. He calculated that the probability of the spontaneous generation of just the proteins of a single amoeba was 1 in 10 to the 40,000th power. Now remember, folks, any probability greater than 1 to the 10 to the 50th power is mathematically impossible. It can never occur. And this thing's 1 in 10 to the 40th power? Okay, folks, that's just the proteins of a single amoeba, let alone the whole amoeba spontaneously generating itself. That's absolutely ridiculous. Okay? In fact, folks, it's been said that this kind of thinking, please, let us come and reason together. This kind of thinking that somehow this evolved by chance is about as reasonable if we were to say, if we just had enough time and chance that a Scrabble factory could explode enough times until the letters eventually landed perfectly to spell out the whole book, War and Peace. Say what? Or that a tornado can somehow whip through a junkyard, leaving behind a perfectly formed Boeing 747. Excuse me? In fact, folks, if you do the math, the odds of a person winning a state lottery every single week of their life, every week from the age of 18 to 99, is more likely than the spontaneous generation of just the proteins of a single amoeba. And that's why Frederick Hoyle, folks, concluded after his research, quote, the likelihood of the formation of life from inanimate matter, the 1 to the 40,000 knots after it, he said, quote, is enough to bury Darwin and the whole theory of evolution. He says, quote, there was no primeval soup, listen, this is important, neither on this planet nor on any other. It's impossible. And he says, if the beginnings of life were not random, they must therefore have been the product of purposeful intelligence. Now what's he saying, folks? There's no way that this could ever happen by chance. That's just the proteins of a single amoeba. Give me a break, folks. And we're supposed to believe this? This is not science. As W.R. Thompson rightly said, the only reason why this thing continues is in a decline of scientific integrity, because people are deliberately forgetting the facts. They don't want it to come out. In fact, it's totally ludicrous, folks, because you see all the time, even in the textbooks, the Urey and Miller experiments, supposedly they created life in the laboratory. No, they didn't. They didn't create life. In fact, they created a bunch of toxic material that's counterproductive to life. But even if they did, stop and think about the whole premise, folks. Somehow, if you could picture, these guys in the laboratory, they got their test tubes, they got all these chemicals. And what is the whole premise that they're trying to get you and I to buy in? Is this, okay, if only I, the evolutionist, with my intelligence, can create life in the test tube, I will have disproved that intelligence was needed to create life. Does anybody get the irony of that statement? You're going to prove that there is no such thing as intelligent design, and yet you're trying to do it by using your own intelligence. People, that is ludicrous. That is not come let us reason together. That's called brainwashing. Okay? And people, you need to understand that that's just the beginning. The odds of a single bacteria is even more phenomenal. And that's the core of evolution. And believe it or not, a Yale University physicist named Harold Morowitz has calculated the odds of that. He demonstrated, folks, that the chances of a single bacteria somehow popping into life, listen to this, is 1 in 10 to the 100 trillionth power. Not million, not billionth. 100 trillionth power. That's just a single bacteria. Remember, folks, a probability event of anything that's greater than 1 in 10 to the 50th power is mathematically impossible. It's like me trying to say I'm going to eventually throw a baseball to the moon from the Earth. It's impossible. That's 50th power. The odds of a single bacteria is 1 in 10 to the 100 trillionth power. Folks, that number is so stinking big, it would require several hundred thousand blank books just to write the zeros out. It's crazy. In fact, not just you, but you and your entire extended family, are more likely to win the lottery every single week for 100 years than it is for a single bacteria to be formed by chance. And keep in mind, folks, that our bodies...
Out of time. God bless. We'll look forward to having you with us again here. Hey, Rachel, thanks for everything you do and talking to you soon. Thanks so much.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, and we do hope you enjoy Pastor Crone. I tell you, I enjoy him. I never get tired of hearing him talk. In fact, or daily in the evening after a long day's work. My wife and I go down and we watch the DVDs. He has done so many sets and we'll be offering them. We watch them first. We really like them. We offer them to you. We certainly carry his 10 DVD set on creation. Each one five DVDs, part one, part two. And we make them available through Radio Liberty. That's on creation, part one, part two, each with five DVDs, by calling 1-800-544-8927. We also carry Chris's set of DVDs on The Final Countdown. He has a book by that title, and we have at least the first five of those talks in a tape set called Countdown to Armageddon. It will help you to understand what is really going on today, but I believe his remarks on creation are so important. You've got to be able to discuss the fact that there is a conspiracy against God. Anybody who believes in evolution has just never stopped and thought about it, and they've simply been brainwashed. And they will not allow in any major university to mention this. Our universities are not educating our young people. They are indoctrinating them, and the best thing, tragically, would be if most of them shut down. We're not turning out the top-notch people here in the United States. If you want to get a top-notch education, you go over to India, you go to China, you go elsewhere, but you don't get it here in the United States because they teach our people, you know, there is no God. That's the major thrust. And they'll know all about environmentalism. They'll know all about sex and all about perversion. But such a simple thing is God created the heaven and the earth. Or there was once a great flood that covered the earth, and that's why you have seashells at the top of mountains. We can't let the children know that, because they might suspect there's a God. You see, there's a conspiracy against God, and that's the subject of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you need to. You need to get it. You need to pass it out to others, or get them to watch our DVD, or buy our DVD and copy it, or they can watch it on our website at radioliberty.com. Help us get people to understand. You need to see my talk on the forbidden secret, my talk on the financial Armageddon, my talk on the planned police state for the syllabus, my talk on planned population control. They intend to kill off most of the people in the world. They're in the process of doing it now. That's what abortion's all about. That's what the Kevorkian health care plan, also known as the Obama health care plan, is all about. That's why the media is always favorable to homosexuals. Why? Because they die young, they don't reproduce, and 1 in 3 lesbians will get breast carcinoma. But you're never going to hear this sort of thing, because they want them to die. That's what it's all about. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in this spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're listening on the internet, I'll be speaking in El Monte, California, this Saturday on North Tyler Avenue. Be more information, go to our website. And then pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty. And I'm back.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Greg Moore. Haiti has been struck by another aftershock. The 6.1 magnitude tremor sent people panicking into the streets of Port-au-Prince. The new shaker comes 8 days after the devastating magnitude 7 quake that leveled the capital. The man suspected of killing 8 people in Virginia yesterday has turned himself in. Police had 38-year-old Christopher Spaeth surrounded in a wooded area near where the shootings took place in Appomattox County. They've not said what motivated the killings or commented on the relationship between Spaeth and the victims. Massachusetts voters braved the rain and snow yesterday to vote in the special election to fill the seat of the state's longtime Senator Ted Kennedy.